This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. And hope you do. Also, if you like a segment on the show, you can go there anytime and get it. Forward it. Send it out to people. Yeah, I think it'll let you download, right? Yeah. So you can download the segment and forward it to folks. Let them hear some stuff. If you like what we do, give us a note. Go to the site, KJRadio.com. Contact, send us a note. Love to get the feedback. A lot of you guys are calling in, letting us know you like the show. I know I worried a lot of people. They're Kevin's going to leave radio. Well, it's a possibility. I'd be lying to you if I told you that it doesn't cross my mind from time to time. The only thing that keeps me in radio is God saying, this is what I want you to do right now. But I'll be honest. Every time I've been bringing it up, God hasn't been whispering to me like, you must do this, Kevin. Because before, he would say, no, you're going to do this. Now he's kind of like, I'll let you make your own choices, Kev. So, doesn't mean I'm leaving, but what I will tell you I won't do is I will not. We've set a goal for what we want to accomplish as a what is the mission of the Black Sphere organization. And that's kind of morphing into Kevin Jackson US because my marketing team says we've got to make it about me, which I hate. But whether you think of it as the Black Sphere or Kevin Jackson, we've been looking at what our objective is, and it is to reach the most number of people. Right now, 3 million people a month read our website and love the work. I don't even know what our numbers are on radio because we're in such disarray like the Democrats, but we have no way of knowing certain things. There's too many unknowns, and we can't get to those knowns unless you guys respond. Yeah, Kevin, I'm listening to you in St. Louis or Iowa or Pennsylvania or wherever. So unless you tell us, we don't know because we're not as up to speed on how to do all that stuff as some of the others. Because we don't have time to stop. We're just too busy. And that's a good thing because it means there's lots of opportunities open for us and we're slowly starting to take them. And I'm trying to free up my time so I can understand this whole process better because we're a bunch of ingenues, a bunch of, novices. And I know it sounds, come on, Kevin, you've been in radio quite a while. I've been in radio quite a while, but I didn't come up through a radio system. I didn't come up through a media. I don't have a degree in any of this stuff. We're all winging it, folks. But you know what we're not winging? We're not winging our patriotism. And that's why radio changed in one sense because it wasn't about, oh, wow, Kevin knows how to read that it's, hey, 7 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome to blah, blah, blah. We've got our sponsors and this, that, and the other. And he adopts a radio type of a personality. That would be the last thing I do. The way I talk on the radio is the way I talk when you meet me. And except I'm funnier and better looking. So radio changed. The dynamic of it changed because it wasn't so much about formula. It was about do we believe in the same thing? Do we have the passion for this thing called America? For this thing called the American spirit and all that that entails? And I do. And I think you do. And that's why we listen to one another. The idea is, are we learning? Are we growing together? Are we evolving this thing? And you know what? There is undoubtedly enough evidence for us to say, wow, are we ever growing this thing? This is amazing. Think about back in early 2009 when the Tea Party movement started in February and then the first rally on April 15th. And what happened since? Millions and millions of plugged-in patriots, people who were going along with their daily lives, doody-doody-doody-doody, taking the kids here and there, whatever, just going to work, coming home, doing the chores, but not really plugging in, thinking it was okay, thinking we had a government that was caring about us. And then you find out, no, they don't. Not at all. So, suddenly, you get plugged in. And then, you know what we did? We started kicking butt, man. 2008, when they gave us the two choices of Obama or Hillary, And then they settled on Obama. Not that if they'd settled on Hillary, it would have been much worse. But it was, you know, Obama was, if Hillary was unqualified, Obama was wholly unqualified. And not that we wanted McCain, because he was a piece of junk anyway, as we figured out. But we certainly didn't want those two. But we got them. And God gave them to us for a reason. Because we needed a lesson. He said, you know what? You don't want to pay attention to me? I'll make this difficult for you. So he gives us Obama. And Obama picks Hillary to be on the cabinet. And we watch that whole thing unfold. And shaking our heads going, you've got to be kidding. The whole time. For 8 years. For 4 years, it was disbelief. When he got reelected, some of you were fit to be tied. You'd given up. You wanted to go run in front of rush hour traffic. No, I take that back. Run on the freeway, not during rush hour because you could make it. I'm talking about when the cars are, you know, that's when you were going playing Frogger. Except you were just going to stand there and get hit. Till somebody talked to y'all, come back, come on, we got some crackers. Come here, we got some crackers. Yeah, come over and get your white guy. Come on, pretty lady. Come on, look at him. He's a handsome dude. He's a Chippendale. Yeah, get your cracker. That was a joke. I meant Ritz or Saltine, whatever you like, whatever cracker you like. Oh, you like Brad Pitt? Okay, there you go. Brad Pitt. Angelina Jolie. How about she a good cracker? Yeah. I don't know if Angelina Jolie is a whole cracker, though. I mean, she's like a vanilla wafer. You know what I mean? She's woo-hoo. But you get what I'm saying. We were trying to talk you off the freeway, and you came off, and then you recharge your batteries. And the things that kept you recharging your batteries were these wins during the off-election years. Because you came in and you kicked some butt. And so that made you feel like there's hope. And then what happened, folks? They talked you into believing that your guy couldn't win. He's got no chance. They brought out the old retread Hillary with the white walls. You know, those big old buns. That, you know, the thick white walls. Yeah, those, the cankles. The Kinkle edition of the tire, of the retread, they brought that out thinking she was undefeated. And you kicked her butt, but good. And then you felt really good. Right? Because then you're still feeling pretty good. But then you're going, whoa, all they do is attack my guy. That's all they're doing. And they're not attacking your guy. They're attacking you. They want you to understand that we don't care who you put there. He's an idiot. No matter how bright Donald Trump is, the fact that the dude went to Wharton, my son went to Wharton too, shameless plug, my oldest son, but they want you to think he's a stupid Ivy Leaguer. They want you to think he's a stupid billionaire. They want you to think he's a bad negotiator. Why? Because Barack Obama's all of that and a bag of chips. So congratulate yourselves, folks. You talked yourself off the ledge, off the freeway, and now we're making progress. Melania Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. There's a whole lot of faking going on. Woo! Who did that song? Whole lot of shaking going on. Was that Good Golly Man? Was that Little Richard? That wasn't Little Richard, was it? Whole lot of shaking going on? Whole lot of shaking. No, that was it Eddie? What's his face? Dude that got killed in the plane. No, Lee Lewis. Reggie, what's his name? Reggie Lee Lewis? Jerry Lee Lewis. Was it Jerry? Like, I'm asking you guys like you know. You youngsters. Y'all like, was he a rapper, Kevin? No, man. He was a white, old white dude that played the guitar, played the piano with his booty. He could play the piano with his booty. And I'm talking about tickle the ivories. I don't know how you do that. I'm trying to do it in my seat right now, moving my buns, and I have some well-disciplined buns, and I cannot play the piano with my buns. I can barely play it with my hands. My son, this little sucker, he came home the other day. They had a talent show at his school. He says, Dad, there's a first grader that can play the piano better than you. And I went, and? You know, what do you want me to say? I think I'm... Well, I'll just say, Negro-rachi, I ain't Liberace, black version of him. used in a movie. Anyway, I'm digressing. I'm not going to make a reference to a movie you probably haven't seen. Anyway, whole lot of faking going on. Former FBI director James Comey used this fake Russian document, or so claims the Washington Post, in order to throw a monkey wrench in Hillary's campaign. But we're going to talk more about it later on. What I want to talk about right now is a bunch of Muslims, not a bunch, but a couple. I alluded to it earlier in the broadcast. These guys got arrested. Some of these stories you get, you're sitting there going, I know you guys are kidding. This did not happen. How could we possibly be so lax when it comes to Muslims when we have this type of thing, this type of story? I don't know if you've heard this story. It's out of Minnesota. Growing concerns about the arrest of two brothers with ties to the Middle East, who authorities say had an arsenal with bomb-making materials, guns, and ammunition in their car. Look, I'm going to stop right there for just a second. One of my uncles, went to prison because he crossed state line from Texas into Louisiana. His girlfriend had a pistol. It was her car. She had a pistol under the driver's seat. And they crossed over the line, got pulled over for speeding or whatever. My uncle smoked weed. And this was, maybe late 80s, early 90s. Anyway, smoked weed all his life, dealt it, the whole thing. But he gets pulled over. I'm almost positive they smelled weed. It's him and and I'll just say, she was a skanky-looking chick, okay? So, smelling weed, skanky-looking chick, my uncle, dark-skinned brother, big old afro, they pull him out of the car. They find the gun. It's her gun. She would have ended up in big trouble, so he did the man thing. I'll give him that. He manned up and said, "There's mine." It wasn't. But he said it was. So he gets sent to prison in Louisiana. Talk about a hardcore pen. I think it was Fed, though. But he gets sent there. And it was funny because he called me from prison when I was in. I think I was just out of military school. But he called me like, "Hey, nephew, how you doing?" I said, "I'm doing good." He's like, "Yeah, yeah." And I asked him, I go, "Man, how'd you get caught up?" He's like, I don't remember the lady's name. But he's like, it was her gun, but... yeah, I wasn't going to let her, do that time. So he says, yeah. He goes, but honestly, that's where he told me this. He says, "But honestly, nephew," he said, "with all the stuff I got away with, I just figured, you know what? It's time for me to pay some of it back." Now, he truly told me that. He says, "If all the things I got away with, small price to pay." How many people... get ready. I know people that would cry like babies if they knew they were going to go to the pen. And mom was like, man, shoot. I got away with it a long time. He had a funny giggle. He's still alive. I shouldn't say had. But that's how he got caught up. These two guys, 27-year-old Abdullah Arifahe and 26-year-old Majid Arifahe, were arrested earlier this month in North Minneapolis. Abdullah is being held in one of the jails, and the other one was released, and he's facing minor charges. Majid is facing minor charges. This is from WCCO. Confirm that both Homeland Security and the FBI are involved in an investigation which started outside a federally subsidized senior housing project. And here's what happened. A good Samaritan confronted the men about littering from their car. And before I even go further, let me tell you what happened. Right outside of my house, y'all think I'm kidding. Some dude took a styrofoam plate, and some other garbage, driving down the street, and just throws it out. Now, they do it all the time. But really, I could see a gum wrapper, right? But to throw a plate... styrofoam plate in a bag out the car, throw it in your backseat, fool, until you get to the dumpster. I know I'm mad. I'm supposed to be talking about this on radio, but it just made me mad. Anyway, they were littering. So a good Samaritan goes up and says, "Hey, what's up with the littering?" the man who didn't want his name to be used because he's not safe, said the brothers jumped out of the car and moved aggressively toward him using the N-word. And the sad part was it was a white dude. No, I'm kidding. It was a black dude. Just messing with you. Just seeing what you would say. Yes, it was a brother. These Majid, wasn't it Majid and Abdullah? The Arifahi brothers. Get out of the car like, what's up, old man? Except they said it like this. What's up, old man? What do you want? Do you want us to cut off your head right here? We'll cut it off. Oh, that's more Russian. That was Russian. But the Russians will cut off his head, too. Don't fool yourself. Them Russians are bad. Anyway, so this guy doesn't want to be identified. But inside the car, so the old black dude calls the police. The police show up. Inside the car, they find loaded AK-47, another rifle that's unidentified. They don't call it. AK-47 is an assault rifle. The other one was just a rifle. A handgun. Get this. A grenade. Large amounts of ammunition. And what would later be identified as bomb-making materials, including a drone. Now, Abdullah Arifahi had recently been released from jail after serving time for a weapons conviction. He's now facing a single felony weapons charge. His brother, Majid, was released from jail. As I said, he's facing a misdemeanor charge for disorderly conduct. And the Good Samaritan, he's outraged. Why aren't these charges more serious? For what they found in the car, he says, that's way too light. And he is exactly right. It's way too light. How do you let them get away with that? That's crazy. You can bet if that happened to you, you'd be rotting in a jail.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. When you listen to the show, are you there with your significant other, your wife, girlfriend, whatever? I'm curious more than anything, because most people out there you're in a relationship of some sort. It could be what's the term? It's complicated, or it could be I'm married. It could be I'm larried or garried, meaning you're a lesbian relationship or gay relationship, dude or woman, two guys, two girls, whatever. I don't consider that marriage. I consider it larriage and garriage, lesbians and gays. So you got those, and or whatever, unattached, playing the field, whatever it is. But whatever you're in, it's complicated. They're all complicated. When they have that thing on Facebook or something, it's like it says it's complicated. No, it's all complicated. It's not. Well, I'm in a marriage, but it's complicated. No, your marriage is complicated. You got a spouse, it's complicated. You have to learn who they are. You adjust to them. Some adjustments you're willing to make. Others you're like, this is becoming a deal breaker. It's difficult. And is success, people look at success and go, oh, wow. When I know poor people, because I may still be one, actually, but poor people will look at a situation with a spouse or rich people and go, oh, man, they must have it made. Got all that money. Well, they have it made in the sense that they pay their bills, but that doesn't make it easier. Relationships are tough, regardless, right? Friendships can be tough. I have an uncle. I have an uncle. Get this. I come to town, and my uncle will say, he'll say something like, yeah, I heard you went over to Aunt Pi's house. Yeah. Yeah, y'all didn't call me first. I'm like, we called you. Yeah, but y'all went over there. Y'all went over there first. Really? So what? What do you want us to do, Sheriff? Report into you? I mean, seriously, we've had these conversations. Or I'll make a phone call, like something will happen, and I'll check on a cousin that's in the hospital. That same uncle, which I love him to death. Yeah, nephew, heard you checked up on Larry. Like, yeah, well, you can't call old unc. What, are you in the hospital? No, I'm just, you calling. And so I remember one time telling him, well, Unc, the phone works both ways, doesn't it? Yeah, he started laughing. Don't be giggling. If you're going to accuse me of not calling you, by the way, I call him, twice a year, whether he needs it or not. Ask him how many times he's called me in my lifetime, unsolicited. I can tell you, one time, 2 years ago, my uncle called me out of the blue. I thought somebody died. So even relationships with relatives can be difficult, can be stressful. You almost, do you ever find yourself sneaking into town, now look, I'm going to stay with y'all, but don't y'all let Uncle Willie know. Okay, because I don't want to hear it. We got people like that. You got to sneak around. Relatives. It's, you know, so anyway, they're tough. And so I see this this video. I'm going to play this thing from The View so you guys can hear it. And then we'll discuss it. But Melania rebuffs Donald Trump. He goes to take her hand in Israel, reaches out his left hand, and she flicks it off. So you know there was some, I don't know what happened on Air Force One, but it wasn't friendly. And but I want to talk about this from a relationship standpoint. Here's the clip.
As the first couple just stepped off a plane in Israel hours ago, and there may be no peace in the Middle East between the two of them. In a rare move, he went to hold her hand, which she apparently slapped away. Yeah. Maybe she thought he was reaching over to pinch her on the butt. Don't do that here.
She can't stand him.
No, every woman knows what that means. We all know. We've all done
that
it.
That was that flick
we
of the
know
wrist.
It was like, you mind your business.
Yeah,
you
when
go
you
there.
Flick that wrist, you're upset.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he always lets her walk behind him. You know, he's such a not a gentleman to the girl.
Wow.
She comes off the plane. She's up there. He's down.
He's like better, though.
He's like a toddler.
He did better recently when they were getting on the plane. They were walking up together and he let her get into the plane first. I did notice that for this trip, he seems to have done a little bit better.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the cackling hens of The View. If they had a singing group, that's what I'd call them, the cackling hens. And I want to tell you, Jedediah Bela, I'm very disappointed in her appearance on The View. I liked her better when she was doing Fox. And look, congratulations to her for getting a show, probably getting a pretty fat deal, but wow, just not impressed with her positioning. I mean, I don't feel like she represents conservatives. Elizabeth Hasselbeck did, and it's a fine line to walk when you got all these, you know, very outgoing personalities and, quite frankly, crazy leftists. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. I want to talk about the thing. The first thing that Whoopi Goldberg says is, in a rare move, he went to hold her hand. Well, who says it's a rare move? What do you mean it's a rare move? He holds her hand all the time. And then she slapped away. She definitely, if you see the video, she's like, nope. And then they're like, can we do it again? They want to see it over and over and over. Michelle Obama did that to Barack Obama on multiple occasions. Cold shoulder. I'm talking cold. They didn't say a word. Let's just let it go.
Let's just keep watching it. Can we just keep watching?
And then Joy Behar says, she can't stand him. She doesn't like him. She walks behind. He makes her walk behind her. Like he's some Muslim. Like she's subservient to him, and he makes her walk behind him. That's absolute nonsense. Look, coming out of the Middle East, it wouldn't surprise me that your significant other, if it's a woman, if you're a guy and you're with a woman, would be upset. Or maybe if you're gay, might be really upset. You might have had to leave old boy behind. You know, but anyway, so if you're a guy and you've got a woman, she might be upset. You want to know why? Because you would have it to, in order to sort of do your business with these men, you would almost have to sort of ignore your significant other. And as much as you'd want to dote on her, the vibe would be such that I would just say, you know what? You ought to forego this trip. You gotta forego it. Now, I get she's first lady. She had to be there for that first part so the Saudi king could shake her hand and she could be greeted. But the minute that all sort of the pomp and circumstance was done, I would have said, we're going to have her go ahead and meet us in Israel, you know, fly ahead to Israel and get some things done. I would have made up an excuse for Melania. Anyway, I want to get back to what we were talking about. What's funny to me when I saw this clip was that only one of the women on that panel is married. It wasn't Jedediah Bela, the so-called conservative. It was the black chick. The one that actually said he's gotten better. She gave him the benefit of the doubt as to how he treats his wife. Let me put it to you this way. Melania has a career of her own. If she didn't want to be with Donald Trump, she doesn't have to be with Donald Trump. This is the truth. And I don't know how long they've been together. I'm not going to speculate on their marriage, but it wouldn't shock me to learn that it's not Camelot. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Donald Trump's an interesting personality. Melania's probably going, I didn't want to be first lady. I mean, she accepted the role, but she just wanted to be the wife of a billionaire. That's enough. She's probably looking at it like, why do I got to go through all this scrutiny and all these, she's posed nude. I'm just, you know, the president's wife. You know, I'm Trump's wife. But anyway, none of these, only one of these women is married. Unless Joy Behar got married, because I'm telling you, whoo, I know Whoopi's not. So you got two unmarried women, let me just say, that don't have any prospects. And you got Jedediah Bela, she's a cute girl. But I told you guys, Michelle Obama rebuffed Barack on multiple occasions. And I can't even remember. I didn't research it, so I'm not going to make it definitive. But I can't remember the media like going, she gave him the cold shoulder. And she did it many times. How many vacations did Michelle Obama take without Barry? And as far as that goes, I think Barack Obama spent more time on vacation with Reggie Love than he did his family. I'm not even trying to be funny. But what I like most about this clip, honestly, folks, Melania didn't pretend. Something upset her. I don't know when. I don't know where. The world knows it. No pretense. The Obamas would have pretended black Camelot still exists, and so would the media. The first couples are utopians visiting Earth, bringing hope and change to all. The people who didn't like each other and don't like each other are the Obamas, and now they're out there among the super rich, and you're going to watch these two drift further and further apart, folks. It's going to look good on the onset. You're going to see them on the magazines. They're going to perform for the cameras, but know the deal.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It devolves into this debate over semantics, intel versus evidence. And in fact, it got a little heated with Congressman Trey Gowdy.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you're with me. It did get heated. Absolutely did. As it should. Because Trey Gowdy asked a very simple question. Look, I don't know how much of this you saw. But I'm going to play the part of the clip where they're parsing the words. And it's amazing to me that the left would look at this and go, well, you know, there's a problem. He's trying to determine between evidence and correspondence or whatever. And I'm going, what are you talking? Gowdy is thorough to a fault. I mean, it is wonderful to watch. He's thorough. He's saying, let's get on the same terms. It's like when I used to sell high-dollar IT deals. And the worst thing you can do is, I'll give you an example. You go to Express Scripts or a pharmacy benefit management company, a PBM company. And you start talking about, Well, for the number of people who subscribe to your service or whatever, they call it lives. They say, how many lives can you bring? And if you go there and you say, I can bring you this many prescriptions, subscriptions, or whatever, they're like, they're looking at each other like, what's he talking about? You say lives. When you go to talk to GM, they don't talk about cars. They don't talk about SUVs or trucks. They call them units. Yeah. So if you say, when you're talking to them about production, you say, how many units do you expect to make? You don't go, how many SUVs, how many cars, how many Mustangs, or whatever. You just say, how many units? Now, it may seem like it's not that big of a deal to you, but it's huge. It's what's called tribal language. You have it in your own. I'll put it to you this way, white folks. If you go around black folks, I'm talking about street blacks. I'm not talking about blacks where, you know, you're used to in corporate America where people are just talking and, you know, yeah, I just got the new Infiniti and, yeah, it was a nice car, you know. What do you think? Yeah, you know, I like it. You know, first it was a little tough to get used to coming off the Lexus, but, or whatever. You, that's different. When you get around black folks where people talk like this and they're like, what's up with you, black? Where are you from? And you're like, whoa. You know, it can be a little bit off-putting. And what it is if you go there and you speak highbrow, and you speak like this, and you're like, oh, they say, well, that dude, Kevin, you're that dude, you bro. Man, see, dude, he looked like he had a stick stuck up his butt. You know, they will talk in colloquialism, and they will, and you will be, you could be the nicest guy in the world, but they'll look at you like, what? You have to learn the tribal language. I'm not saying learn to speak Ebonics to be around black folks. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying there's a way to talk to people to where they feel like you can, you're one of them without trying to be one of them. You know, not like the white cop that was on Fred Sanford. Where,
yeah, so what we have here is the perp try to gank you and therefore steal your car.
You know, and he's just trying to use black talk, you know, or like the black dead white lady in the airplane. I speak jive. They're not looking for that. So I'll give you an example. If I'm going to go hang out with my buddies, we talk in a particular way, right? We may talk faster, we talk a little bit more slang, but it doesn't mean you're not being you. It's just that you speak the tribal language. They don't want you to be, hey, fellas, you know, it's always good to see you guys. Yeah, they want to be like, they want you to come real, right? But there are circles where they don't want you to be using the vernacular. They want you to speak the King's English in normal places and doing a presentation. Doesn't mean you're fake. Just means you're learning to speak the tribal language. And it's not just tribal language. It's tribal custom. Black folks have things they do. Black, I don't know how many times my family, you introduce somebody new, a kid from college. Hey, yeah, let me introduce you guys. This is my homeboy's from college, Brad. He's coming here. He's going to be here a couple days and meeting up with his girlfriend. And he's going to what's up, Brad? See, I ain't calling you, Brad. I'm going to call you Doughboy. You Doughboy, man. And Brad's like looking at me like, what? Yeah, because, man, you look around his belly. Look at that right there. Right there. She got some dough. You can call you Doughboy. And you think your nickname would be short. Well, you can't get much shorter than Brad. So they call him Doughboy. I mean, I'm just making it up, but do you get what I'm saying? That's a cultural thing. Acceptance. Cultural acceptance. So what Gowdy's doing is he's saying, look, we're gonna figure things out here together. We gotta have some common ground. And he tries to get that with Brennan. And the left wants to ridicule it. Let me play this whole clip for you, okay? But you got that? Yeah, let's do that.
It devolves into this debate over semantics, intel versus evidence. And in fact, it got a little heated with Congressman Trey Gowdy. So let me just play this for you and then you can respond. Watch this.
Did you have evidence of a connection between the Trump campaign and Russian state actors?
As I said, Mr. Gowdy, I don't do evidence.
I appreciate that you don't do evidence, Director Brennan. You and I both know what the word evidence means. It's a really simple question. Did evidence exist of collusion, coordination, conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russian state actors at the time you learned of 2016 efforts?
I encountered and am aware of information and intelligence that revealed contacts and and interactions between Russian officials and U.S. persons involved in the Trump campaign.
See, Phil, that's what's so frustrating. Did collusion exist? That's the burning question that everybody wants answered. And then Brennan says, well, I know of contacts and communication.
Well, Trey Gowdy ought to have his ass kicked. He knows the difference between intelligence and evidence. Let me tell you something, Allison. If you're an American citizen and the National Security Agency collects intelligence, that is, intercepts of Russians who report what you've said, do you think it's fair to go to a court and say that's evidence that you did something wrong? That's why the FBI is going to take a year or more to investigate this, because the American citizens involved in this have a right to have evidence presented in a court beyond a conversation that a Russian official reports. In my world, this distinction is black and white. There's a hard line. I know it's frustrating for the American people, but I hope they don't want evidence to be perceived as something that a Russian official says, and that's it. You can be convicted on that.
I think this guy, I think this guy got it backwards. I think he was trying to say that Brennan deserved to have his ass kicked. That's what I think he was trying to say. Everything he said after that argued for Gowdy. Am I wrong here? Call the show. Let me know. 844-551-8255. I've listened to that clip four times. And every time I hear it, I go, he just argued for what Trey Gowdy said. He knows the difference between evidence and intel. Trey Gowdy saying to Brennan, you didn't have any evidence. You had intel that you were evaluating, but that did not in any way constitute evidence, and therefore you could not take the steps that you took. And this guy says Gowdy needs to have his, and I won't say the word again, but his butt kicked. How about that? He needs to have his butt kicked. And I'm going, no. And I don't know that anybody caught this, because when we got the clip, it was on Real Clear Politics, and I think people were like, oh, he wants to kick Gowdy's butt. No, he wasn't. He said the wrong name. I don't know that dude's going to issue a retraction. I don't know how they work it. But I'm convinced that he will come back and say, I didn't mean to say Gowdy. Collusion. Gowdy's very clear. And I had the actual full clip of Gowdy. Did we play that yesterday? I know we had it. Collusion, coordination, conspiracy. So what? You hear people talking about the Russians. Yeah, so Vladimir, I used to train with a Russian. His name was Igor. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, they go, oh, Kevin, he's a radio guy. He talks about Trump. And he mentioned a guy named Igor that he used to train with. There's evidence of collusion. There's evidence of nothing. And Gowdy's also slick, because he's saying, and we talked about this the other day, because I said, Gowdy asked, did Trump have this conversation? No. Did people on the campaign have these conversations? He wouldn't answer. Or is it just people who were anecdotally talking about Trump? No answer. And so what this guy, I believe, is saying is, this guy knows that is a lie. Brennan, he knows that what he had wasn't evidence. That, quote, evidence couldn't go to a court of law and withstand scrutiny that would allow you to do that. And what we found, folks, is very simple. Barack Obama hasn't cared. He doesn't have to have a care in the world about your rights. He's bigger than you. It is not all this Russian stuff, all of this email server stuff with Hillary, the Benghazi, all the different scandals that are going on, these contrived, the nonsensical snipe hunts, are all to say, I'm above the law. I'm bigger, I'm badder than you, there's nothing you can do. And I think that's what most of the American people that I talk to, that's their biggest beef, is that it seems like the politicians believe that they don't have a standard to uphold to, but we do.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.